Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's To Be show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And we will talk about how you can get your dreams back and the courage to make them come true. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I'm the author of the To Be show, of the To Be book, and of the To Be Network. And last week, we talked about our support system, what support system we have to put into place so we can truly be successful, so we don't stray off, so we don't lose motivation, so we, you know, keep a more or less straight line on our way to our goals, to our dreams. And I think I finished off with a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. By the way, a great one for quotes. Really inspirational stuff, and just one sentence, you know, can give you a whole paragraph. Our chief want in life is somebody who will make us do what we can. That means we want to find some people. We want to surround ourselves with people who make us do what we can, the best we can, the maximum we can, the excellence we can. And we all can. We all have it in us. Not just some of us, all of us. You see, some people don't even look. They give up before they've actually really tried. Yeah, they make a feeble attempt. Yeah, they try a little bit. And yes, some of them even work really, really hard, and I'm guilty of that. I used to be one of those people, and I can still be occasionally. I'm a hard worker. But I don't always do what moves me forward. Sometimes I just keep myself really busy. And then at the end of the week, or at the end of the month sometimes even, I think, my God, what did you achieve this month? What did you really get done that moved you towards your dreams? And unfortunately, sometimes it wasn't much. Yeah, this week I got quite a lot done, yeah. I started with work on my garden and to finish my house, which still needs plenty of work. So that was quite challenging. I made a contract with a new tenant. I met another tenant and had some repairs made in the shop. Yeah, so I was kept quite busy. I wrote a few articles. I made a very important phone call last night with an American internet millionaire, Matt Basak, and he gave me some fantastic tips. So look out, people, because we are going to go into that very, very soon. You're going to hear all about it. That's a new project. Yeah, support groups. Matt Basak is one of my mentors, somebody that helps me with internet marketing because I'm not very experienced in that. And today, without the internet, it's difficult. And internet is very convenient because you can do it from wherever you are. All you need is a laptop and an internet connection. And that can be gotten almost anywhere these days. So I'm learning about that. You see, every one of us is different. Every one of us is unique. And everyone is going to use a different approach to reach their success. You know, it's not one thing works for everybody. The one thing that does work for everybody is the three basic steps that I've told you many times. You must know what you want, you must believe that you can get it, and you must take the action until you get it. Don't give up and don't stray off too far. So I always strive to have a support group around me. And since I've moved to Germany, which is just over a year ago, you know, I hardly know any people here because I've lived outside of Germany for nearly 30 years. So it's difficult for me to have a local support group. Actually, I didn't really make one yet. But this last week, I made a decision that I am going to look for my support group locally also. Because now I have my accountability partner, one of them is in London, and another group is in the United States. But I want some people locally. I want to be able to physically meet up with them, you know, and bounce back ideas and listen to their ideas and help them move forward, help them with their challenges, and they will help me with mine. And that's the whole point. You don't need to have specialists. You need to have people that still have dreams, even if they're in different fields than yours. People that have dreams and that are willing to work with other people and help and support them and hold you accountable with your awards and also, you know, with your failures when you need to sort of punish yourself. Like, okay, today I didn't fulfill my goals, so I am going to do some exercise in the evening. Or whatever else is a punishment for you. I mean, for me, exercise is a kind of punishment these days because I'm not doing enough, so it's become difficult. And this is why I consider that a slight punishment. So give yourself some rewards and some punishments. Just small stuff, you know, nothing that's really hard and really tough, but small things that motivate you to actually go a little bit beyond your present boundaries. That's important. I think I talked about the Toastmasters last week already, because Toastmasters is a public speaking organization. It's non-profit. It's fantastic. I love them no end. And if you have them around you, please go and visit several clubs and decide which one is right for you, because they're not all the same. Some are very strict, some are really funny, entertaining, and still you learn a lot. So Toastmasters is a great way to find a good support group. But you can just start your own. As I said, they don't have to work in the same field. Doesn't matter. Just look for people that have really big ideas, that have big dreams, and that are not too full of ego, you know, because you don't want to concentrate on their stuff all the time. You want to concentrate on everybody's, including yours. This has to work for all sides. It has to be a win-win situation for everybody that is in this little group. And it could be just one other person. That's okay. That's fine. That works good, but you both have to be committed. So if it's more than two people, I would not make it more than six or maximum eight. You know, not more than that. Because you really want to have time for every single person to have their say, to bounce back their ideas, to share their challenges, and to get advice also from the others. So that would be what I call a mastermind group. You meet once a week, maybe you exchange emails or Skype chats, you know, if you need more help than that. But that has to be agreed in each group. In my mastermind groups locally, I mean, or the ones that I run personally, we meet once every week. And there is limited Skype access also. So if you have an urgent question that can't wait until the weekly meeting, then that can be asked during that time. But apart from that, we meet once a week, and everybody has their say. And everybody gets advice when they need it. And that works like a charm. It makes you seven, eight, up to nine times more successful faster. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. So you must have a support system. So let's see. Do you still have your rubber band around your wrist? I hope you do. Because I want to see what activities you still need to do that you haven't tried yet. You know, I want you to do something different, something challenging, something that you've always wanted to do but never dared. whatever it is, that's up to you. You might want to go skiing, scuba diving, climb in the woods. We here we've got in Germany now, it's very fashionable to have this climbing between the trees. It's quite challenging. It's really, really great fun. And for me, that is extremely challenging because I'm a little bit afraid of heights, and I'm not that fit. But whatever it might be, you might want to go sky jumping. I mean, do something different, do something crazy that you've never done before. Here in Europe, we go to a sauna naked. So if you're American, you might want to try that. I had an American friend once. Oh, my God, when he went with me for the first time to a German sauna, he was so shocked and he didn't know where to look. For us, it's totally normal and it has no sexual inclination at all. It's just, you know, we're born like that and this is how we walk around. But for you, it might be challenging, so try it out. You see, we generally change ourselves for one of two reasons, either by inspiration or by desperation, by joy or by pain. So when you've come to a dead end and are desperate enough to dare something new, then you will automatically go through some changes. You will automatically expand your boundaries. Because each step that you take when you are at a dead end is a step forward. And that's why we see this very often in desperate moments, you know, when we've been told that we are extremely sick or when a loved one passes away or has cancer or something else like that. When we just realize that we are going, you know, towards a divorce, anything like that, that sort of makes us really look into our life and realize that, my God, this can't have been all. There must be more. There has to be more. So we change ourselves for one of those two reasons, inspiration or desperation. And it seems to be easier for us to change when we are desperate. Because, yeah, we must. When we're happy, we forget that quite often. Isn't that funny? We forget what it's like to be happy. So I want to show you a little trick how you can get that happiness back, this feeling of happiness. You can get that back any time. So I want you to do an anchoring process together with me now. Just go back in a moment of your life when you've been absolutely, utterly, 100% happy. And go back to that time when you've been really happy. Oh, my God, life was good. Life was great in that moment, wasn't it? Yeah, and see what you saw then. Feel what you felt then. Hear what you heard then. Breathe the way you were breathing when you were so totally happy. Go to a very specific moment in your life when you were totally happy and see what you saw then, hear what you heard then, and feel what you felt then in that moment of utter happiness. And when you're at the peak of that feeling, make a gesture that for you represents happiness. A gesture that for you represents happiness. And make a sound. You can make it out loud or you can just say it in your head at the same moment that you make that gesture. And do that when you feel at the peak of that feeling of being so happy. Yes, life is good. Make a gesture and make that sound that represents happiness to you. And then go to another moment in your life when you felt so absolutely 100% happy. When life was perfect, it was really great. And go to a specific moment in your life when you felt really happy. and see what you saw then, hear what you heard then, and feel what you felt then in that moment when you were so happy. Yeah, that felt good, didn't it? And when you're at the peak of that feeling, make that gesture again and make that sound again. When you're at the peak of that feeling of being totally, absolutely, 100% happy. Can you feel that happiness? Okay, I suggest that you do this with another few moments. You can do that later on. Go into another few moments of your life when you were feeling absolutely 100% happy. And when you're at the peak of that feeling again, when you are in that moment again, that moment that happened in the past, maybe many years ago, doesn't matter. Just go back into that moment. And when you're at the peak of the feeling of happiness, of utter bliss, then anchor that with the same gesture and with the same sound. That's what we call in NLP an anchor. And the more moments you include in that one anchor, the stronger the anchor becomes. That means whenever you feel down, you can just make that gesture and make that sound. And you're going to feel this happiness flood your whole body again. This is powerful stuff. And it will pull you out of feeling bad. Maybe even pull you out of depression. It will pull you out of procrastination. So when you need a little boost, you can use this anchor. It works really well. So Friedrich Engels said, an ounce of action is worth a ton of theory, and that is so true. What I just told you is not theory. This stuff works. All you need to do is use it. And you just have to do it once, you know. You have to go through the happiness, through your moments of happiness and anchor them just on one day. You know, you can do that in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then you have this for the rest of your days. You can get it back. Whenever you want. Is that worth 10 minutes? I would think so. So, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is Newton's first law of physics. So, let's say that you want a leaner body. If you want that more than anything else, you're going to get it, right? There is no doubt about that. But if you prefer to not do the exercise and continue to eat so much sweet stuff and drink pop maybe and, you know, do all the things, just flop on your sofa all night and watch TV and, you know, I mean, you know what I mean. I'm sure you know what I mean. Eat fast food, for instance, then you will never get a leaner body. But if you really want it, you will break that old habit and you will start creating new habits that are more empowering and that bring you better results, right? Because until you do that, you will find plenty of good excuses. And you will say, no, they're not excuses. They're reasons why I can't exercise. They're reasons why I don't have the time to cook well. Well, I call them excuses. And you will continue to complain that nothing is changing. Even so you read all these good books, even so you've gone to the seminars, you have to change. Unfortunately, we can't do it for you. So I want you to take your journal and jot down some names of people who could be your mentors or your coaches, who could be in your support group, some colleagues maybe, some friends, some neighbors, people from your city, from your community that you know, that you look up to maybe, that you could ask. And don't limit yourself, because you would be surprised how many people that are in much higher positions or more advanced in their career maybe are willing to mentor you, are willing to help you. So just make a list. You see, we often change without even noticing it. And that is why we need to make sure we keep going in the right direction. That's really important. You see, when we are young, we get distracted because we have such an active social life, in most cases. And that's why we often go off in the wrong direction. And as we get older, we forget our dreams. We forget our big ideas, what we wanted to do with our lives. And we either adopt a very hectic and unhealthy lifestyle, always stressed, or we become lazy, we just employ it, we work our 8 hours or however many hours we have to work. Then we flop on the sofa, eat popcorn, drink Coke, all really unhealthy stuff, and eat chips and hamburgers and, you know, all these things that are not good. Watch this terrible television shows that are so totally mind-dumbing and senseless, and maybe even drink too much alcohol, don't move enough. And then soon, not tomorrow, but in a few months or latest in a few years, we wonder why we are unhealthy, why we are overweight, why we don't look attractive anymore, why our faces look bloated. Mentally and physically. So Zig Ziglar, the guy that I really love, he doesn't only say, you know, the stinking thinking, which I like very much. He also says, oh, here it is about the stinking thinking, actually. We all need a daily checkup between our ears to avoid stinking thinking, which ultimately leads to a hardening of attitudes. And he is right. So stop your stinking thinking if you have any and move out. Let's say your goal is to live 125 years. It is possible. It has been proven. More than one person became 125. But it means you've got to start now, today, not when you're 120. Because you're most likely not going to live that long, because you do have some unhealthy habits. So if you want to become that old, start today. Eat healthy food, exercise at least 3 to 4 times a week. Otherwise, that dream will never ever come to pass. If you want to be happier, think happy, satisfying thoughts and do the things that you love, or turn the things you need to do into something rewarding. Give yourself a reward whenever you do something that you don't enjoy doing, so that it starts to be connected to something nice, to something good that you do enjoy doing. For instance, when you have to do your tax accounts, depending on the country, that can be very challenging. So let's say you do your tax accounts or you do your bookkeeping for the month. Reward yourself with a massage if you like massages. Reward yourself with a few hours in a spa. Reward yourself with a dinner with good friends. Whatever it is that turns you on, that makes you happy. Give yourself a reward when you have achieved something that, you know, when you finished something that you don't enjoy doing. For instance, I hate cleaning my windows, but I've got loads of windows. And normally I have a cleaning lady, but sometimes I decide to do it myself, and I need to reward myself afterwards, because otherwise I wouldn't even touch them. I just don't like doing that at all. Other people find it very, very meditative, cleaning. Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. You see, Jim Rohn compares life with sailing. He says, we have to constantly check the set of our sails, because if we go as little as 1% off course, we can end up missing the landfall altogether. Can you imagine if I would sail from Europe to America? I would be on the sea for several days without seeing any land. If I would go off course, I would miss America. However big it is, you know, I might go in a totally different direction eventually. Not in an hour or two, but in several days, my God, I could end on the other side of the planet like Christopher Columbus did. End up in a completely different place. So please, make sure that you are still going in the right direction. When have you last checked that? Have you made a checkup if you are doing okay? Well, I mean, if you've been following me, then I'm sure that you have. But look at what direction your life is taking. Let's say if you continue to do what you are doing right now, what you've been doing the last few weeks, if you continue to do that, where will you be in 90 days from today? If you continue to do the same that you've done in the last few weeks or months, where will you be in 6 months? I want you to write that in your journal. Where will you be 1 year from today if you continue to do what you've been doing? Where will you be 3 years from today if you continue to do what you've been doing? Where will you be 5 years from today if you continue to do what you're doing? Give that some thought. Because you might be a little bit off course. And be honest with yourself, because this is for you, nobody else. You're not doing it for me. I need to do my own. I can't let you do it for me. And I can't do it for you either. Where will you be with your health? Will you have taken the steps to be healthier than you are today? To be fitter than you are today? To be more attractive than you are today? Or will you be more obese? More out of breath? That's up to you, you know. Where will you be with your wealth, with your finances? Will you have financial independence? Or do you still need to work for a wage? How much money do you want? Be specific with that. How big can you think financially? And are you ever going to get there if you continue what you've been doing? Where will you be with your thoughts, with your mind, with your attitudes, your beliefs? Will you be the master of your mind? Or will your thoughts still control you? With your learning, will you be better educated and more knowledgeable than today? Or will you just know what the media lets you know? In 1 year from today, will you be happier and wiser? Or more frustrated than you are today? Where will you be with your ideas? Will you let positive or destructive ideas into your mind? Will you start something new, innovative? 6 months from today, will you succeed with what you're doing now? Will you have followed your path? And is it the success you wanted? How are your relationships developing? Are they going in the right direction? What type of friends will you have? Who will you meet? Where will you go if you continue as you are today? Where are you spiritually in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from today? Are you going in the right direction? You know that we are all one consciousness. We all belong together. We have never been separated. And the direction in which you're going, is it the direction you've always wanted? Are you still on course? Jim Rohn said, success in life is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. It is the sum of our principles and errors that make our lives a success or a failure. It is the sum of our disciplines and errors that make our lives a success or a failure. Are you on track? Are you? Tell me. You see, I've noticed with myself and with a lot of people that I work with, they go into high productivity. But they're not doing the things that really move them forward. You know, they do a lot of stuff, yeah, a lot. But they don't do the right things. They just keep busy, 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 and hope for the best. That's not how it works. I've tried it out. It is not the best thing to do, I tell you. Better have a plan and follow that plan. Okay, we've only got a few minutes left, so I want you to connect pleasure to things that you usually procrastinate on, and I gave you a few examples earlier on. I procrastinate massively on paperwork. Ugh, don't enjoy it at all. But needs to be done. And so I found a reward system. I live in the woods. I like to go outside. So when I've finished my paperwork, I mean, I never finish all my paperwork, unfortunately. But when I finished the part that I wanted to do on that day, I give myself a half an hour or even an hour to go outside to the lake for a walk or for a sing or a little dance along the lake. I walk through the woods, maybe visit a neighbor, have a cup of coffee with them, something like that, just to break the routine and to have a bit of fun. Sometimes I take my video camera and I make one of my videos that you can see on YouTube. It's always very spontaneous. That's my reward, one of the rewards. When I've done a little bit bigger piece of work, then I go to a sauna, to a spa. 4 hours, I love it. Absolutely love it. And when I've done something really good, on top of going to a spa and to a sauna, I also have a massage. That's what I do. But everyone does something different, right? But you need to connect pleasure to the things that you usually procrastinate about and feel bad about. So reward yourself whenever you've done one of those things, you've achieved them, you've finished them. First of all, it feels great. And second, if you reward yourself on top of feeling good because it's out of the way, then those two things together are gonna connect in your mind and it becomes a positive habit. And very soon, and I'm not talking about months and months, I'm talking about weeks. Within weeks of creating this new habit, you're going to actually look forward to doing this stuff that you don't like to do. For me, it's just with paperwork because I always let it pile up and then it starts to be an obligation. So I'm cheating myself, right? But I know it works because whenever I do it on a regular basis, it works like a charm. So write down what you procrastinate about. Is it filing away your bank statements? Calling your mom? Mowing the lawn? Doing your tax returns? What is it that you procrastinate on? And now you can write down what little or big rewards you can give yourself for finishing these tasks. Finishing them immediately when they arrive. For instance, opening your letterbox, taking the letters out, go inside, open them, and get them done there and then. Whenever I manage to do that, I feel on top of the world. I can do anything. Anything. So this could be a piece of chocolate for your reward, a spa visit, a dinner with friends, or visit to your favorite restaurant, a weekend away when you've done something really great. And connect joy with all the tasks that you normally don't like doing, because you will start to actually look forward to finishing them, because you know something good is coming. This is how we train our animals, isn't it? Dogs are trained that way. Horses are trained that way. So what motivates you? What gets you up in the morning and keeps you up at night? Write it down. And write down how you can use the motivators that you've just written down, or will write down as soon as I've finished, which is in 2 minutes, in helping you towards your dreams. How can you use the motivators that you've written down in helping you towards your dreams? Because you must always remember, it takes a strong desire to turn your life around and stay focused. A strong desire. How could you use what you love to do to take you where you want to go? And I suggest you brainstorm this with yourself and with your support group, whoever that support group is today. And unfortunately, our time is up. We've got about 30 seconds remaining. So I really want you to go into your, you know, where you are today. Are you on track? Are you going in the right direction? Please do the exercise I gave to you. Make sure that your sail is set in the right way. Make sure your sail is set in the right way, that you are going in the right direction. And adjust it just a little bit every day. A little bit, a small habit, like Jim Rohn said. A lot of small habits repeated every day get you great success, amazing success. And a few bad habits repeated every day is what is called failure. So I don't want you to fail. I want you to be an inspiring, empowered human being. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, founder of the To Be Network, and I want you to have an inspiring, amazing week. See you next week. Bye.